This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 1 and 2, covering wisdom's warning cry, listen to her and dwell secure, the Lord gives wisdom, the benefits of wisdom, and deliverance from the wicked woman. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips.
My mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For you are the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my father. There was again a division among the many Jews because of these words. Many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a lot of sheep and shepherds this week, isn't it? On Sunday in the three-year series, we heard the parable of the lost sheep followed by the lost coin. Yesterday, Dr. Teets gave us a fine sermon on Ezekiel 34, and today we read from John chapter 10. Tomorrow, then, if you read ahead in the bulletin, we'll be back to the lost sheep in Luke 15. It's a lot of sheep and shepherds for one week, but that's probably actually good for us, especially during week two of the academic year here at the seminary, where the first-year students are probably starting to ask themselves what they've gotten into. Now, I don't want to go back and dwell too much on Luke 15, especially since we'll be back there again tomorrow, but it's a little hard not to think about it in relation to John 10 when you read the two so closely together. Now, I always find it a little odd that parable in Luke 15 is usually referred to as the parable of the lost sheep, when the sheep is not the one Jesus is actually teaching us about. He doesn't really say much about the sheep. It's the shepherd that Jesus teaches about. And he's teaching us about the shepherd because of what the shepherd does and how the shepherd acts. So, for example, when he finds that sheep, he doesn't curse or beat the dumb animal. Instead, he rejoices. So then, in John chapter 10, Jesus tells us that he is the shepherd. And he teaches us about the shepherd because of what the shepherd does and how he acts. Now, the shepherd is remarkable because his behavior is unusual. The shepherd is contrasted with the hired hands. And the way they are described is really not any different from how most people would act in the same situation. Their behavior actually seems reasonable. After all, what man of you would lay down his life for an animal? For any animal, especially a sheep. Now, I, for one, have not spent a ton of time around sheep in my days, but the kids in my congregation who show them at the fair, they tell me that they're really quite dumb and smelly. The only reason they do it is because they like the ribbon more than the sheep. Who would die for such a creature? I wager that none of you would die even for a beloved family pet. Now, surely the hired hand is getting paid to take care of the sheep on behalf of the shepherd. But when the wolf comes and he knows he's unable to overpower the wolf, he pulls what I call a reverse Julius Caesar. Caesar came, saw, and conquered. But at the sight of the wolf, the hired hand sees, abandons, and flees. I can't say that I wouldn't do the same if I were in that situation myself. I'm no young King David grabbing lions and bears by the beard and killing them. And after all, my life is far more valuable than any sheep. But that's what makes the good shepherd so good, isn't it? The good shepherd cares nothing for himself. He cares only about the sheep because they're his. So he lays down his life for the sheep. And it is through the death of the shepherd that the sheep live. Jesus emphasizes the voluntary nature of this sacrifice. He says, I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. He is not the hapless victim of the wolf. He didn't simply fail to outrun the sheep. He actually lays it down willingly because he cares for the sheep. Now, what's even more amazing is that in laying down his life for the sheep, he does the Father's will. None of you would die for an animal, and certainly none of you would sacrifice your own child for a sheep. Yet the Father loves the Son because he lays down his life for the sheep. It's remarkable. It's unheard of. So this is what Jesus teaches us about the shepherd. The shepherd is good because what he does and how he acts is so contrary to what we do and how we act. Your life is so much more valuable than the life of a sheep. But the difference between the life of the Lord himself and us is infinitely greater than the difference between your life and the sheep's. And yet he lays it down. He lays it down so that you, his sheep, might live. It's amazing. It's certainly something to think about for all of you aspiring under-shepherds, as Dr. Teets called you yesterday. You might be starting to wonder what you've gotten yourselves into, but believe me, you'll make it. You will. And look forward to that day when you put on the yoke of the under-shepherd as well. The under-shepherd is not like the hired hand, because he, too, cares about the sheep. And he doesn't flee. But the joy is that he does not have to flee, because the good shepherd has already laid down his life for the sheep, and in so doing, he has already defeated the wolf. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the living spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
In our prayers, we remember Christian Mogelvang and his family as they mourn his mother, Sandra, who died just prior to the beginning of the academic year. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, receive our humble thanks for all your mercies granted to our sister Sandra during her earthly life, especially for calling her by the gospel and sustaining her in the true faith until her departure. Comfort those who mourn her death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Help us to remember that we are mortal, that we may ever prepare ourselves to fall asleep in faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.